It's episode 1947 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 12th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
There have been 9 songs that were number one hits for 2 different artists. The most recent was Lady Marmalade, which was number one for LaBelle in 1975, mm-hmm. and for Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink in 2001. I did not know that. There were 9. 9? Wow. I think I know another one. Carrots were originally several colors, and the most common one was purple, but Dutch farmers in the 16th century bred red and yellow carrots to make orange ones since it was their royal color, and those became the standard.
Oh,
and purple carrots taste different than yellow carrots. I don't care what anybody says. Prove me wrong. It takes 248 years for Pluto to orbit the sun.
Wow. What?
That means between the time Pluto was discovered in 1930, named a planet, and then eventually declassified it and demoted to a dwarf planet in 2006, it didn't even make it halfway through one orbit.
I'm sorry, but for me, Pluto will always be a planet.
I know, right? And a really cute dog.
It was my solar system growing up. It will always be my solar system. They can't take it away from me.
Even though one of Bryan Adams's biggest hits was Summer of 69, he was only 9 years old in the actual Summer of 69.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And frogs usually mate with the equivalent of orgies, and the males will sometimes temporarily change color so other males won't try to mate with them during the chaos.
Holy feeding frenzy,
going
Batman.
To an orgy, everybody. Oh, no, that's not it.
Goodness, who fraud? You know, it's always been bunnies.
No, it's frogs. Who cares news time? What's going on?
You know, there was a stylist who prepped Janet Jackson for her infamous 2004 Super Bowl appearance with Justin Timberlake.
That was a stylist did that?
No, a stylist prepped her.
Okay.
For her.
All right. Okay.
Super Bowl appearance.
Okay. I don't travel in those circles. I didn't know. I guess it makes sense. They would have had a stylist. Sure. Okay.
Of course.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Now,
which means that the stylist probably had a little something to do with that.
I want you to sit there and behave yourself.
I'm behaving. You've got mail.
According to super stylist Wayne Scott Lucas.
Super stylist.
Justin Timberlake, JT,
pushed
for the wardrobe malfunction in an attempt to outdo Britney Spears, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera, who had scandalously kissed at the VMAs a few months before.
Oh, I do remember that.
I didn't know he was that involved.
He wanted to outdo them, sounds like.
There was a lot of press coverage.
Well, guess what? It worked.
Yeah, it worked. Originally, Janet was going to wear a pearl G-string, and Justin would step on the back of her skirt, ripping it off to reveal her bare butt.
Oh, God.
But that plan was scrapped in favor of the nip slip a couple of days before. Now, of poor Janet Jackson, I think they forgot to include her on the meetings about that.
You think?
Somehow, I think she didn't get the memo.
It was her stylist, right? It's her stylist is the one who styled her.
Well,
dressed her, put her in the thing, whatever that thing
but
was.
But you see, it seems to me, especially if you're dancing, you'd be wearing a bra.
Yeah,
so how did
maybe you
slip that?
I don't know. Hmm. I mean, the wardrobe was meant to be torn right where it was. Because it was if memory serves, it was kind of almost like it was like Velcroed. He grabbed onto something and he ripped it. And he didn't rip her shirt. He ripped open a little hole that exposed her breast and,
you know what,
the metal sunburst.
I had looked away
her
or something. I missed the whole thing.
How did you miss the whole thing?
It was like, oh my gosh.
Go
and I looked back
YouTube
at the TV
and
I looked back at the TV
on.
And she's like all covered up. And
it was a split second, but it was enough. And you go on the internet and look for pictures of Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, and it's right there.
Because to this, what her, it's just
the whole
right
thing.
There.
It's right there.
Right there.
It's right there in your face.
To this day. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. It was no wardrobe malfunction, according to Wayne, the prepper guy.
Prepper.
It functioned just as it was designed to do, and there's a tell-all book in the works in which he'll tell that story in full, and he'll reveal other dark secrets from the worlds of fashion and show businesses. Wayne's looking for some 15 minutes.
Ah, Wayne's getting it. I guarantee he's getting it. Yeah. This is interesting that he claims...
Wayne the prepper guy.
That Justin Timberlake really drove this whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, we know that Justin has since apologized to Janet Jackson and Britney Spears. Not to their face, probably, but in tweets. I'm still wondering if that was the better shot or if the bare butt would have been the better shot.
According to a recent poll, 46% of Americans said they would support The Rock in a presidential run.
I don't even know what his politics are. I really don't. I don't. I have no clue. Look, I mean, you know, he plays the bad guy. He plays the good guy. I don't know which way to go with this guy. Is he bad? Is he good? I don't want to argue with him in the middle of like an alley on a Friday night.
No.
Kick my ass. But I mean, you know,
The Rock.
But I also think he's he's a softie at heart.
Oh, he's a softy.
I think he's a softy.
The Rock is a softy. He seems like...
But he's a badass, too. You know, wrestler, hello, and Fast and Furious, hello, and then Moana.
Well, who doesn't
badass.
Love Moana?
He's a badass.
Moana was...
And a bunch of other stuff,
great
obviously.
Great movie.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so he's been asked multiple times over the years if he would run for president.
Yeah.
And for the last couple of years, he has seen it as an option.
Ooh-hoo.
So he said,
ooh-hoo-hoo.
I think he's a good guy. He says, I don't think our founding fathers ever envisioned a 6'4", bald, tattooed, half black, half Samoan, tequila drinking, pickup truck driving, fanny pack wearing guy joining their club. But if it ever happened, it'd be my honor to serve you, the people.
Fanny pack wearing. I think that right there just nixes it for me. I can't vote for a guy, no matter how good looking he is, that wears a fanny pack. Sorry.
He's secure with his masculinity.
I gotta draw the line someplace. I gotta draw it at the fanny pack. I'm sorry. You know who though would look really swell in a fanny pack?
Here it comes.
Halle Berry. She could sport a fanny pack with the best of them. She'd put The Rock to shame. I tell you what. First off, he's gonna have to run against Kanye West, and that's gonna be an uphill climb.
I think that's it.
I think that's all there is to it.
Now, this is how I think polls are just jacked because, but the next runner up as far as celebrity options, was Angelina Jolie at 30%.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think if the
Simpsons predicted she'd be president. I don't think they have. Probably can search it on Google. Probably. Google knows all things. There's a Simpsons wiki. I know there is.
Sometimes I Google things every once in a while, and it can't tell me what I want to know.
Impossible.
So irritating.
Preposterous.
It's true.
You're just not asking it correctly. Google knows all. Google knows all.
I'm sorry, Google. It's probably me, I'm sure.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.